Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. It's brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law hosts Jim Grasso and Greg Storr discuss the Supreme Court case of Hernandez versus Mesa concerning a Mexican boy who was shot by U.S. Border Control agents. They speak with Brianne Gorod, a chief counsel at the Constitutional Accountability Center, and Andrew Kent, a professor at Fordham University Law School.
Brianne, can you just lay out the facts in this case for us?
The facts of this case are incredibly tragic. I don't think anyone would disagree about that. A 15-year-old boy was playing with some friends in a culvert of the Rio Grande, right at the border between El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico. They were playing, you know, the kinds of games that kids play, running back and forth. One of those boys was tragically shot in the head and killed by a Customs Patrol border agent. And the question for the court now is whether the mere happenstance that he happened to be just south of the border, as opposed to just north of the border, makes a difference from a constitutional perspective. Whether, because of that lone fact, his family can't receive any damages to redress the really tragic loss that they've suffered.
Andrew, it seemed at the court the conservative justices seemed to be looking for a definitive rule or a limit. Chief Justice Roberts said, how about the case of a drone strike in Iraq? What's your reaction to that particular bent?
Well, the government certainly does prefer the bright line rule that has historically governed here, which, as you said at the outset, is that non-citizens outside the United States don't have constitutional rights. I should note that that doesn't mean they don't have any legal rights. A lot of times international law can provide pretty important restraints on the way the United States government uses force or does other things outside our border. And some important United States statutes also restrain the government when it's acting outside our borders against non-citizens. But again, the bright line rule has always been that the Constitution does not do that for non-citizens outside the U.S. And certainly just for the purpose of legal predictability, the government would prefer that they know what the rules are and they would prefer less restraint. They would prefer more leeway when they're acting outside the borders. Probably the worst situation would be one if there's kind of a mushy case-by-case, hard-to-know-whether the Constitution's going to apply or not decision that comes out of here, because then the government's going to need to act as if the Constitution might apply while not knowing whether it is or not, and there'd be a lot of legal uncertainty.
That's Andrew Kent, a professor at Fordham University Law School. And Brianne Gorod, chief counsel at the Constitutional Accountability Center, speaking with Bloomberg Law hosts Jim Grasso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, a stunning downfall for the man who once led Hong Kong. The city's former chief executive, Donald Tsong, has been sentenced to 20 months in prison. Tsong was convicted of misconduct in a conflict of interest case involving a luxury apartment. His wife says he plans to appeal.
Prosecutors say they have more ammunition to use against Las Vegas gambler Billy Walters, who's accused of insider trading. Walters allegedly made $43 million in Dean Foods by trading on tips from the company's former chairman. Prosecutors also want to show jurors that Walters engaged in illegal trading in Apple and Clorox. Walters' lawyers say it's too late to bring that into the case.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.